Cut to the chase.fm.
Everybody sounds drunk. Hey, I'm Ravi Jagopal, and you're listening to Cut to the chase.fm, a show that brings you business, tech, mind, and marketing hacks for entrepreneurs and digital creators. Just because most live videos suck doesn't mean all live videos and webinars are doomed. You should definitely do them. You just need to do them well. For the most part, a webinar is nothing but a form of lead magnet, right? You give them great value, and in return, they give you their email ID. But then you know that video is also great at building rapport, communicating much more effectively than the written word, and much more fun than a boring PDF report. So that's what really your webinar should be about. Packed with great value, very little fluff, then you make an offer at the end. Now, the offer obviously doesn't have to be like an obnoxious sales pitch, but there absolutely needs to be some call to action at the end, CTA, call to action. So a CTA should be a part of pretty much everything you do, whether it's a podcast or a YouTube video or a blog post. Like on this show, today's call to action is going to be that you can get my paid Kindle book for free by taking a certain type of action. So if the goal of your webinar is to give great content with no fluff, no distractions, no tangents, maximum value in the minimum amount of time possible, then you already know that you can't just turn on the camera and wing it. Everything needs to be quick today. It's the world of bite-sized content, right? So Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube clips. I mean, I can't even remember the last time I watched a full episode of Saturday Night Live, which is this hugely popular show in the US. It's actually a show that's broadcast live, but the amount of preparation that goes into creating Saturday Night Live is just absolutely incredible. And I will be talking about it in a future episode. So my point is, live is not easy to do, at least not easy to do really well without putting in a lot of preparation. So how about instead of a live webinar where you're just rambling or making small talk during the intro, showing an extended resume of yours at the beginning, instead of all that, how about you create a crisp, short, tightly edited, well-produced, great piece of content? Remember, this is the era when people have way too many distractions. People are listening to YouTube videos and podcasts at 2x speed. In fact, I myself have gotten so used to listening to podcasts at about 1.8 to 2x speed that if I listen to any podcast at normal speed, it sounds like everyone's talking drunk and slurring their speech. So it sounds like, hello, I'm Ravi Jagopal, and you're listening to Cut to the Chase. Actually, I listen to even my own episodes at 1.8x, and I can no longer stand listening to my own voice at normal speed. So you need to provide value fast, which is basically a continuation of what I've been talking about this past couple of episodes, instant gratification. So make it scripted, rehearsed, edited, produced, max value in minimum time. I even did a recent episode about this titled, Put Your Pen Down, Scripted and Rehearse It. I know, you're probably thinking, where have I heard that before? But check out the episode as well as other past episodes of this show by visiting cuttothechase.fm. That's it for today. So here's the call to action I promised you earlier. I just released a new Kindle book about creating an Alexander flash briefing. You know, the Amazon voice assistant. So a flash briefing is like a podcast on steroids. And I would love to give you a free copy of this Kindle book in return for an honest review on Amazon. If you're interested, please email me at Ravi, that's R-A-V as in Victor, I, at cuttothechase.fm. And you can check out the book by going to cuttothechase.fm/flash. That's flash as in flash briefing. So cuttothechase.fm/flash. Cheers.